感谢主带领我们经过2017年。
We thank the Lord that He had led us through 2017.
让我们平安地进入新的一年。
So we enter into the new year peacefully.
这是神恩典的眷顾。
And that is His care and His grace.
这些日子在地上好多的地方都天气都很不好。
And these days there are a lot of bad weathers elsewhere.
有好些地方甚至连主日这个聚会都不能聚了。
And in some places they cannot even gather on Sundays.
但感谢神，今天我们蒙保守能来到神的家中，一同来纪念他，来聆听他对我们要说的话。
But we thank the Lord that He led us, so today we can still come over here to hear His words.
在这个新的一年里头，
In this new year,
我们有什么新的愿望呢？
What new wishes do we have?
也许许多人有不同的愿望。
Perhaps different people will have different wishes.
但主若怜悯我们，
But may the Lord have mercy upon us.
我们该有一个新的愿望。
We need to have a new wish.
求主恩待我们。
May the Lord help us.
今天我们要读的经文特别头一段。
The scripture that we are going to read, especially the first part.
头一大段我们要来看的。是基督耶稣直奔神荣耀的国度。
The first section we want to see is how our Lord Jesus pressed on towards the glorious kingdom of God.
基督耶稣
，Lord Jesus Christ，
他有一个目标
，He has a goal，
就是神荣耀的国度。
And that is the glorious kingdom of God.
神在创世之前
，Before the creation。
他就一安排了计划了他要得着的那一个荣耀的国度。
He's already arranged this kingdom.
这个国度乃是围着他怀中的爱子而预备的。
This kingdom is prepared for the son that in his bosom.
围着父神这一个荣耀的计划。
Because of the father's glorious hope.
是围着他怀中的爱子。
Is for the son that is in his bosom.
但我们也看见。
We can also see.
神怀中的爱子，基督耶稣。
Jesus Christ, the son in his bosom.
他围着成全神这个荣耀国度的计划。
In order to accomplish this glorious plan of God.
有一条漫长的道路是他需要走的。
And he needs to run this long way.
他一直向着这个目标而去。
And he continues to press forward towards this goal.
感谢神。
We thank God.
神借着使徒保罗给我们看见。
And through Apostle Paul, we can see.
这位基督耶稣是怎样直奔那个神荣耀的国度。
And how did our Lord Jesus run towards this glorious kingdom?
所以我们要来读一段的圣经。
So we want to see one scripture.
腓立比书第二章第五节到十一节。
It's Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 to 11.
我不知道这个有没有上。他这个，这个字没打出来。Okay, 好，我们先读一遍。
So let's read it together.
大家一起来读哈。
Let's read it
together. 用英文，中文先读一遍。
Maybe Chinese first.
你们当以基督耶稣的心为心，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式，既有了人的样子，就当卑微。全心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万民之上的名，叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名无比屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主，
使荣耀归于父神。哦，现在我们要用英文读一遍。
And now let's read the English portion.
Have this attitude in yourselves, which was also in
Christ Jesus, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness.And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient in death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord.To the glory of God the Father. Not that I have.
Okay. 这段圣经里头，在原文有的地方有一点讲究，需要我们有一点交通。
This passage, comparing to the original meaning, we need to have some explanation.
在第五节。
In verse 5,
这个和本是这样说：你们当以基督耶稣的心为心。
And the original meaning saying that you should have the same attitude as Jesus.
在原文里头，这一节圣经啊，有一点讲究。
And the original meaning, there's some explanation.
你们该有那个原来在基督耶稣里头的那个思念。
You need to have
在你们的里面。
This original thought that Jesus has should be also in you.
在神怀中的爱子基督耶稣，他的意念中有一个意念。
Jesus Christ, the Son in God's bosom, has a thought.
愿我们这些蒙恩的儿女心里头也有一个意念，是向主那一个意念。
And may we, the children of God that have been saved by His grace, also have the same mindset.
这里就是说，我们需要蒙恩到一个地步，让基督的意念成为我们里面的一个意念。
So we need to have that salvation to an extent that God, our Christ mindset will be also our same attitude.
他的意念是怎么样呢?
What is his attitude?
他本来有神的形象。
He originally has God's image.
不以自己与神同等为强夺的。
But he did not consider equality with God, some things to be grasped.
我再说，我们这一本和本的圣经的翻译是一本蛮好的翻译。
And I said again, our Chinese version is a very good translation.
但是有的地方还是不够表达神原来的意思。
But in some area, it still cannot completely explain the meaning.
这里这一节圣经应该是这样翻，更合乎神的，更合乎原来的意思。
So,We should have that kind of translation. It's more towards God's original meaning.
他本来有神的形象。
He originally has the nature of God.
但他不以自己与神同等，应该把持不放。
But he did not grab hold of that equality with God to hold tightly, not releasing.
这是什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
他有神的形象。
He has the image of God.
但是他没有因为他与神同等，就把持 不放。
But he did not consider equality with God something that he used to his own advantage.
我们赫本的圣经说是啊，不以自己与神强同等为强夺。
Our Chinese version explained that it does not consider equality with God.
什么叫强夺？您把圣经拿出来，这本圣经是姐妹的。
This Bible belongs to me.
本来就是他的。
It belonged to me.
我把它夺过来，这叫强夺。
And the brother called took it from me.
但是呢，他对他来说，他是可以舍弃。
So to him that it can be given.
没有觉得他应该把持不舍。
He will not be hold on tightly.
他对他来说，他是舍弃，他不是强夺。
So to him, actually, he gave it away. He did not hold tightly.
求主帮助我们能领会这个意思。
So may the Lord help us to understand the meaning.
感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
这位神的儿子与神是同等的。
And this Son of God is equals to God.
同尊同荣耀。
It's the same image, so same glory.
但是为着神的国度。
But for the sake of the kingdom of God.
神的儿子把他与神同等的这个尊荣，他放弃了。
But he willingly to lay down this honor.
他没有抓住不肯放。
He did not hold on tightly, not releasing it. So we thank the Lord.
好，我们来看第七节。
And let's read verse 7.
他放弃了他与神同等同尊。
And he gave his own honor and his equality.
他说他环倒虚己。
And he said he made himself nothing.
这个环倒虚己。
And he said he made himself nothing.
好像在我们中文的领会里头，他还谦虚他自己。
In a Chinese translation, is lower himself. He humbled himself.
其实不是谦卑他自己。
Actually, it's not.Only lower himself.
乃是把他自己倒出来。
But the real meaning is to empty himself. He pour out himself.
他的尊荣，
his honor,
他的地位，
and his position.
为做父神的旨意。
And because of the meaning, the will of God.
也是为做我们这些人。
And also for all of us.
他把他的尊荣都倒出来。
And he gave up his own honor.
都倾倒了。
It completely empty.
感谢神。
He thanked the Lord.
而成了人的样式。
And became the
human likeness. 第八节给我们看见。
In verse 8.
他既有了人的样子，就自己卑微。
And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself.
存心顺服。
He becoming obedient.
原文的意思是成为顺服者。
Original meaning, becoming obedient.
他不是存心愿意顺服。
It's not just willingly to be obedient.
他是更是成为一个顺服的人。
But he become a person who is obedient.
在他里头，他的顺服是自然的。
So in him, obedience is very natural.
不需要我们有的时候要立志，要努力。
It doesn't require us to make up our mind to be obedient.
立志了半天，结果修出来还是不行。
And even we want to will, but still we cannot.
我们的主不是这样。
But our Lord is different.
他成为顺服者。
He became an obedient person.
以至于死。
Even to death.
而且死在十字架上。
And death on the cross.
这个死在，且死在十字架上。
And here it says death on the cross.
原文的意思而且是十字架的死。
Original meaning is the death on the cross.
死在十字架上。
Died on the cross.
和十字架的死又有什么不同？
Compared to the death of the cross, what's the difference?
就做那一天，在哥哥他的山上。
At the day of Golgotha.
那里有三个十字架。
And there are three crosses.
三个人都死在十字架上。
Three people were nailed on the cross.
中间那位是神的儿子。
And the Son of God is in the middle.
左右两边是两个强盗,
and the two robbers on the side.
他们都死在十字架上,
they all died on the cross.
但是亲爱的弟兄姐妹,
but dear brothers and sisters,
我们的主耶稣基督,
our Lord Jesus Christ,
他不只是死在十字架上,
not only he died on the cross,
他乃是十字架的死,
but is the death of the cross.
他的死是十字架的死,
his death is the death of the cross.
这又有什么不一样?
What is the difference?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
说到这件, 我简单提一下,
and I want to mention about this.
在启示录13章那里告诉我们,
in the book of Revelation,
原文的意思在那里说,
the original meaning said,
神的儿子, 基督耶稣,
the Lord Jesus, the Son of God,
他是从创世以来, 就被杀了,
he was killed at the beginning of the creation.
主耶稣十字架的死,
the death of Christ on the cross,
不是开始, 不是在2000年前死在哥哥他,
it's not the death that happened 2,000 years ago,
乃是从创世以来,
but it's at the beginning of the creation.
他为着神荣耀的国度要实现,
in order for the appearance of the glorious kingdom of God,
为着拯救我们这些可怜无望的罪人,
in order to save us, we are hopeless sinners.
他已经被杀了,
he's already been killed.
当他把他的荣耀尊贵都倒出来,
when he poured out his glory and honor,
他降生成为人, 生在马槽,
and he born as a man in a manger.
荣耀神的儿子,
the glorious Son of God,
竟然是降被生在那个马槽里头,
even humbled to an extent, were born on the manger.
当他在地上的33年,
during the 33 years on earth,
有30年之久, 在父母的家里学习顺从,
and he learned to be obedient in his father's house for 30 years.
那是不容易的30年,
that is not an easy 30 years.
感谢神,
but we thank the Lord.
末了的3年半,
and the last 3.5 years,
他公开他的职事,
and he opened his ministry.
他在那里寻找罪人,
and he seeks the sinners.
受许多了 误会、凌辱、攻击,
and he experienced a lot of rebukes, a lot of attacks.
仍然面向着十字架,
but he still faced towards the cross.
当他被逮捕、被惩罚的时候,
and when he was captured and under the judgment,
他没有做神, 如同羊被牵到宰杀之地没有声音,
it's just like a lamb that is in the
这是十字架的死,
and this is the death of the cross.
最后他在哥哥他山上,
and lastly in Golgotha,
被钉在十字架上,
he was nailed on the cross,
被高举起来,
and he was lifted up,
在十字架上受凌辱、受攻击,
and he was receiving all kinds of suffering.
黑暗的全军都在那里攻击他,
and the power of darkness attacking him.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
这些是主为我们经历十字架的事,
and this is the death of the cross that our Lord experienced for us.
谢谢,
we thank God.
第三天死了埋葬了第三天从死里复活,
he died, he was buried, and then the third day he arised.
40天之后他被接到荣耀里面去,
he was received into glory after 40 days.
简单说,
simply
这就是我们这里头一段所说的,
and this is the first paragraph that we
learn. 基督耶稣直奔荣耀的国度,
Jesus Christ pressed on towards the glorious kingdom of God.
他是借着十字架的死 进到荣耀里头去。
It's through the death of the cross that he entered into glory.
本来我们应该停在这里了。
We should end here.
主已经经过十字架而进到荣耀里头了。
The Lord already through the cross and entered into glory.
但弟兄姐妹，
But,
我还需要补充一点感觉。
But I need to.
当主耶稣从死里复活，坐在神的右边。
When the Lord resurrected and sat on the right hand side of God.
他在那里做什么？
What did he do?
就得着天兵天军的称颂吗？
So he received all the praises from the heavenly hosts.
罗马书第八章三十四节告诉我们。
In Romans 8:34.
他从死里复活，坐在神的右边。
He resurrected and he sat on the right hand side of God.
替我们祷告。
And continues to intercede for us.
替我们祈求。
To pray for us.
他救赎了我们。
He saved us.
他的工作就完了吗？
So is his job done?
没有完。
No.
他在神那里为我们祈求。
But he continues to pray before God for us.
希伯来书第七章三十五节告诉我们。
In Hebrews 7:35.
凡靠他进到神面前的人，他都能拯救到底。
Whoever that through him that are coming to the salvation of God, he will be saved to the end.
因为他常眼活着，为我们祈求。
Because he lives forever and continues to intercede for us.
弟兄姐妹
，Brothers and sisters，
你我在地上无论怎样的经历。这什么的光景
？No matter what kind of experience you have on earth，
主救了我们，给我们永生。
The Lord saved us and gave us eternal life，
我们就永不灭亡。
So we will never perish。
但是，亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Yet brothers and sisters，
神不借着他的儿子救了我们。
Not only God saved us through His Son Jesus Christ，
他不只叫我们将来不要下火湖。
Not only that we escape from this hell。Fiery hell.
他要把我们带到他荣耀的国度里头去。
And he will lead us into his glorious kingdom.
为着这个，他在神的右边，
so、for
为我们祈求。
Reason he continues to intercede for us.
他常年活在神面前，为我们祈求。
And he lived forever before God and prayed for us.
我们能好好的跟随他的脚踪。
So let us follow him.
接受他在我们身上要完成的善功
，and to receive the good deed that he wants accomplished.
这是腓立比书第一章第六节这样告诉我们的。
And that's said on Philippians chapter 1 verse 6.
在信的他在我们这些信他的人里面所动的善功
，and the good work that he's already started in us.
主耶稣必要成全这一个善功
，and our Lord Jesus.Will for sure finish this good deed.
直到耶稣基督的日子
until the day of Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督的日子来到
to come until His day to come.
神在我们身上的善功就要完成
Then God's good work will finish.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
dear brothers and sisters,
你我与那人蒙恩多年了。
You and I have been saved for many years.
神在我们里面动的善功完成了没有？
Did the good work that the Lord already started in you accomplish?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
Oh, brothers and sisters.
主不只救了我们
Not only He saved us.
主带领我们保守我们
He led us and He kept us.
主在我们身上盼望他的善功能得着完成
And His hope thatOne day, His good work will be accomplished in us.
神的儿女有一个不太准确的意念。
There is an inaccurate way that we think.
某某弟兄在主里睡了。
Oh, such brother already sleep in the Lord.
某某姐妹过世了。
And such sister passed away.
我们在安息聚会里头常常听人这么说。
And we heard about that in the funeral service.
为着安慰家属
in order to comfort our relatives.
感谢神，你们所爱的人到主那里去了。
We thank God that the one that you love already gone to the Lord.
他们在主里面得着安息了。
They receive rest in the Lord.
等候进入荣耀了。
And waiting to enter into glory.
是这样吗？
Is that true?
从神的话里头给我们看见。
From God's words that we can see.
有一些神的儿女。
Some children of God.
的确在他们再生的年日。
As really in during their
life. 让神的善工在他们身上完成。
And they let God's good work accomplish in them.
他们是预备好可以坦然见主。
They are ready to see the Lord.
可以在空中向主交账。
That he can give the account in the air.
他们必要得着主的称赞。
And they will receive God's praise.
进入千年国度，和主同掌权，同荣耀。
That in enter into the kingdom of millennium and receive the glory and rule together with God.
弟兄姐妹们
，But brothers and sisters,
有多少人虽然蒙恩了？
Many of us has received the salvation.
没有好好爱主。
But we do not love the Lord.
没有好好为主来活。
We do not live for Him.
没有好好接受主在我们身上的工作。
And we did not continue this work that God started in us.
他们要怎样呢
？And what should happen?
从主所讲天国的比喻里头。
And from the parables of the kingdom of God.
那五个愚拙的统领。
The five foolish virgins.
就是没有神的善工在他们身上还没有完成的这五个愚拙的童女。
So to these five virgins, God's work has not finished in them.
在天国来到，他们要被关在天国的外面。
And they will be rejected outside of the kingdom of God.
马太福音25章14节到30节。
In Matthew chapter 25 verses 14 to 30. And those three servants that received the money.
那个把一千银子埋在地里的那个恶仆人。
And the evil servant that buried the 1,000 talents.
他拒绝神的善工。
And he rejected the God's good work.
结果他被捆绑起来。丢在黑暗里头，在那里哀哭切齿。
So he was rejected from the kingdom, and he was just gnashing his teeth and crying.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
这是告诉我们说
，From here we can see
有一些神的儿女到主回来的时候
，To some brothers and sisters towards the coming of the Lord,
没有预备好
，Have not prepared.
结果怎样呢
？So what is their result?
神的善工在他们身上还没有完成。
God's word has not finished in them.
但是神有一个定规。
But there is a standard.
所有神所救主所救赎的人。
All the people that are saved by the Lord.
必要让神的善工在他们身里面得着完成。
It need to be accomplished in them.
什么时候完成了
？And when will that good work accomplish?
到了耶稣基督的日子。
Until the day of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那就是千年国度结束的日子。
And that is the end of the millennium kingdom.
主要把国交给父神。
And the Lord will give this kingdom to the Father.
那个时候
，At that time,
所有蒙恩的人
，And all those who are saved,
神在我们里面的那个善工。必要完成
，and the good work in us have to finish.
得胜的基督徒在离开世界以前就预备好了
，and those who are victorious will already prepare well.
天国来到的时候，他们就进入天国。
So when the kingdom come, they enter into the kingdom.
但是没有让神的善工在我们里面完成的。
But for those who have not let God finish the good work in them,
有的人在千年国度的时期
and during the time of the millennium,
要被关在门外
you shall be rejected outside of the
关多久
for how long?
关到国度完成
until the kingdom finish.
有人被赶到黑暗的地方哀哭切齿
some were driven out in darkness, They are weeping and gnashing teeth.
有神的仆人告诉我们哭7年。
Some will say they might cry for 7 years.
我想这是一个推想。
I think it's just
没有圣经的根据。
It doesn't have the evidence from the Bible.
应该要哭1000年。
It should cry for 1000 years.
我也没时间多详细说。
I don't have time to explain this.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们,
But dear brothers and sisters, we thank the Lord.
到了国度完成。
When the kingdom finished,
神的善工就在神的里面都完成了。
And God's good work will also finish.
那就是说, 被关在门外的那5个愚拙的童女。
So those 5 virgins, they are foolish.
主把他们关在门外做什么?
And what did they do when they're outside the door?
为着让神的善工 继续在他们里面做工，来完成善功。
So they are waiting until this God's good work accomplished within the kingdom.
丢在黑暗里哀哭切齿的人，
They were left in the darkness.
在那一切里头，也是要接受神在他们身上的善功。
And they still need to receive God's good work in them.
还有的我不讲了。
And we don't have time to.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们,
dear brothers and sisters,
我们是在地上的连日,
the days that we are on earth,
真是愿意把自己交给主,
we are willing to give ourselves to the
Lord, 让主的善工在我们身上早日完成呢,
so the Lord's good work will finish early in us.
和解你觉得没关系, 反正迟早都会完成的。
Or you say, oh, it doesn't mind. It will finish sooner or later.
那准备好,
Be prepared to receive God's good work.
弟兄，也许我再补充一点。
And I want
那些被赶到黑暗的地方哀哭切齿的要哭多久?
And for those who were rejected outside of the kingdom, how long would they cry?
在启示录第7章那里,
In Revelation chapter 7,
有个时代中从大患难中出来的人,
and there's a group of people that came out from the tribulation.
主在那里擦干他们的眼泪,
the Lord will wipe their tears.
带他们到生命的活水那里,
and they enter into the river of life.
然后他们就进入神的国度和主一同掌权。
And they enter into God's kingdom and rule together with him.
这是历代的得胜者。
And these are the overcomers
他们,
throughout the generations.
他们唯作跟随主,
in order to follow the Lord.
唯主作见证,
to testify for the Lord.
他们曾经流泪,
and they shed tears.
但是当他们见主的时候,
but at the time when they meet the Lord,
主要擦干他们的眼泪,
the Lord will wipe their tears away.
到了启示录21章,
In Revelation chapter 21,
有一般的人进到新天新地新耶路撒冷里头,
the group of peoples, they enter into this new heaven and a new earth and a new Jerusalem.
在那里说, 主要擦干他们的眼泪,
here is also said the Lord will wipe away their tears,
带他们到生命的活水那里去,
and will lead them into the river.
这些人又是谁呢?
Now who are all these people?
是那些得胜者流泪擦干的吗?
Are those overcomers that their tears are wiped?
他们在国度之前已经眼泪擦干了。
No, they are already, their tears have been wiped before the kingdom.
还有一些人要擦干眼泪。
But at the beginning of new heaven and new earth, some of the people still need their tears be wiped.
那些人包含着那个被 丢在黑暗的地方哀哭切齿的人,
and this include those who are left behind.
哭到什么时候呢?
They've been crying for a long time.
哭到神的善工完了,
until the God's good work is
accomplished. 进到新耶路撒冷里面去了,
to enter into the new Jerusalem.
感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
在那里主要擦干他们的眼,
at that moment the Lord will wipe their tears.
也就是说神的善工 到了要进新耶路撒冷才完成。
So you can see God's good work will finally accomplish at the time when they enter into New Jerusalem.
但愿我们没有把这个当作一个说谎。
So may we not take this lightly.
当作一种道理知识,
Don't take this as just a theory.
怜悯我们,
may the Lord help us.
你们原谅我说,
Forgive me.
我在主面前常有一个祷告,
I always have a prayer before God.
求主保守我,
may the Lord keep me.
让愿意在属灵的功课上来学习,
I'm willing to learn in this spiritual
lesson.
And willing to be corrected
by the Lord.
And willing to receive this good work and let it accomplish
弟兄姊妹们,
in
简单说,
simply,
如何让神的善工完成在我们身上?
How should we let God's good work accomplish?
主耶稣自己借着十字架的死,
Through the death of the cross, our Lord Jesus finished the good work of God.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们,
so dear brothers and sisters,
主呼召我们,
when God
calls
us to be his disciples
受他严格的训练,
and receive very serious discipline
接受他在我们身上的善功,
to receive God's good work.
所以主呼召我们,
so God calls us
天天背起自己的十字架,
we need to pick up our cross daily
来跟随他,
to follow him.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
愿我们认识十字架的意义,
let us know true meaning of the cross.
但愿十字架在我们身上,
may the cross on us
能除去该除去的,
to take away the things that should be taken away, to destroy those that's not pleasing to God, so that God's good work will accomplish in us early.
Now
let's turn to the second section.
保罗有一个新的愿望,
Paul has a new wish.
是在腓立比书第三章12节到14节,
it's Philippians chapter 3, Verses 12 to 14.
我想, 现在请, 中, 好, 好, 还是请中文读书吗? 好。
Okay, Chinese speaking first.
12节到14节, 我们大家一起来读, 好。
Let's read it together.
这不是说,
也不是说, 我已经得着了, 已经完全了, 我乃是切力追求, 或者可以得着基督耶稣, 所以得着我的。 弟兄们, 我不是以为自己已经得着了, 我只有一件事, 就是忘记背后, 努力面前的, 向着标杆直跑, 有的神在基督耶稣里, 从上面叫我来的奖赏。
好, 从英文读一次。
English. Christ. God will reveal that also to you. However, let us keep living by that same standard to which we have attained.
OK, 好, 在这里翻译上也有一点讲究。
And here there's also some explanation needed for the translation.
十二节说, 这不是说我已经得着了。
Here he says, not that I have already obtained it.
已经完全了。
I've become perfect.
底下, 这句话有一点讲究。
And here there's some explanation.
和本来圣经这样说,
and the Chinese version said,
我乃是竭力追求,何解可以得着基督耶稣,所以得着我的。
I will continue to press on, that I may be able to obtain it, just like what the Lord has already laid hold of me.
这里原文的意思,末了这一句是这样,
the last sentence,
我乃是正在追求,
and here I will continue to pursue.
何解我也因此可以得着。
Perhaps I will be receiving it.
正如我也被基督耶稣所得着的。
And it's just like I was laid hold of by Christ Jesus.
我乃是正在追求。
I am pursuing.
何解我也因此可以得着。
Or perhaps I will laid hold of.
得着什么呢？
To receive what?
正如我也被基督耶稣得着。
It's just like what the Lord already obtained us, obtained me.
弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
这里给我们看见。
From here we can see.
主耶稣借着十字架的救恩救了你我。
Through the cross,Our Lord have saved us.
我们从蒙恩开始，我们就属于他。
From the beginning, when we are saved, we belong to Him.
说得更准确一点。
And more accurately,
在创立世界之前
，and before the foundation of the world,
神在基督里头就拣选了你和我。
The Lord already have chosen you and me.
创世之前
，before the foundation,
你我在哪里
？Where were we?
感谢神
Thank the Lord.
无所不能无所不知的神
But our Lord that is omnipotent
他在创世以前已经拣选了我们
He already chosen us before the foundation of the world
所以我们是属于他的
So we belong to him
这个不能改变
And this cannot be changed
你很热心爱主
You might love the Lord very zealously
你是属主的
You belong to the Lord.
你无所谓，就是只要得救就好了。
And you don't care. You say as long as I'm saved.
我只要信耶稣就好了。
As long I'm saved.
哎，你也是属神的。
But you still belong to
the Lord.
这个
是不能改变的。
And this cannot be changed.
就像神的话所说的。
It's just like what the Lord said.
必有永生，永不灭亡。
When we have the eternal life, we shall never perish.
被赶到，被关在门外，不会灭亡。
And those who are rejected outside of the door,
被丢在黑暗的哀哭切齿也不会灭亡。
They were rejected, they gnashing teeth and weeping.
我很不愿意再说一句。
But unwillingly, I want to say one more time. 我
怕很多弟兄姐妹搞不清。
Perhaps many of us still not clear.
就是我们失败到一个地步，被丢在地狱里头。
And even when we fail to the part to go to the hell.
也是属于主的
It still belongs to the
Lord 还要从那里出来
It still have to come out
如果主愿意以后有机会我们好好来查考这个问题
If the Lord give us the time that we can really
examine this 这个是许多神的仆人都没有搞清楚的
Many servants of God did not have a clear understanding
以为信耶稣上天堂
They say once when we were saved that we go to heaven
不信耶稣下地狱
You are You did not believe in the Lord, then you just go to hell.
这是基督教患难的一个思想。
And this is a general thought of Christianity.
但是这不是圣经里面的真理。
But this is not true according to the Bible.
不信耶稣的人不是下地狱。
Those who do not believe in the Lord, they do not just go to hell.
那又要被扔在火湖里头，永远灭亡。
But they will forever perish in this sulfuric fire.
好，主恩待我们。
May the Lord
感谢主，主救了我们，我们就是属于他的。
The Lord saved us, and we belong to Him.
但是在这里，保罗说的是什么呢
？But in here, what did the Lord
他就是说，我们正在追求。
He say we press on.
追求什么呢
？To pursue what?
而且我们也因此可以得着。
But may be able to obtain it.
像基督得着我们一样。
Just like what the Lord.
基督得着我们已经完成了。
The Lord's work is already accomplished. He take hold of us.
我们要得着基督。
But now we want to lay hold of Christ.
需要追求。
We need the time to pursue.
保罗为着要得着基督。
Paul, in order to gain Christ.
完全得着基督。
Completely receive Christ.
他在那里追求。
He continued to pursue.
清楚吗？
Clear?
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，So brothers and sisters，
你我是属神的
，You and I belongs to God。
但是神，他的儿子基督，是属你的
But his son, the Lord Jesus, belongs to you.
你我完全得到了他了没有?
Do you already receive him completely?
为此求主恩待我们。
For this, may the Lord help us.
我们需要好好地追求主。
We need to pursue him.
更多的来得到他。
More, we want to obtain him.
这是主为我们舍命的目的。
This is the purpose for him to give up his life.
他愿意毫无保留地 把他自己给我们,
He's willing to give himself completely to us without reservation. But we do not know him.
这不是头脑的问题,
and this is not just our
这不是道理的问题,
mindset. It's not just word.
我们需要里面有清楚的看见,
we need to have a clear understanding inside of us. So we can see.
特别我们蒙恩多年的,
especially we've already been saved for a while.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹,
dear brothers and sisters.
你我得着主有多少?
How much of Christ that you have?
够了吗? 完全了吗?
Is that perfect?
你可以休息了吗?
Can you rest?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
主若恩待我,
may the Lord help us.
我们需要主加给我们力量。
We need to ask the Lord to give us the strength. So we will continue to press
forward
to obtain him more.
直到有一天,
until one day,
我们歇下最后一口气,
when we shed our last breath,
那个时候,
at that moment,
如果我们是完全得着了主,
if we have already received him completely,
感谢主,
we thank God.
神的善功, 在你我里边就得着了完成。
So God's good word is also finished in
you. 若是最后一口气吐出来,
but when we breathe last,
还没有完全得着主,
but we have not laid hold of Christ,
就是神的善功 在你我身上还没有完成。
So God's good work still has not finished in
你,
you and
你我是愚拙的统领。
We are but foolish virgins.
要被在门外再去补课。
So we need to be cast outside and still continues to learn and work hard.
是在黑暗的地方哀哭切齿。
Is to gnash teeth, whip, and in darkness.
是在哀哭中来接受神的善功。
And to continue to receive his good work during our tears.
也有人被扔在地狱里头,
and some were cast to hell.
神要借着那个不死的虫不灭的火,
and the worms and the fire will continue.
来在我们身上完成神的善果,
and to accomplish God's good work in us.
等到我们还清对神所欠的债,
until the day when we pay off all the debt,
我们还要从那里出来,
then we will come out from there.
这是马太福音第五章告诉我们,
that's what Matthew chapter 5 says.
好,我们稍微来看一看,
let's
第二大点里面有五个小点,
there are 5 sub-points under section 2.
其实也就是把这几节圣经我们再看一下,
actually, it's further explained this few verses.
保罗说, 忘记背后,
Paul said, to forget what lies behind.
这个忘记, 原文的意思,
to forget, what's the original meaning?
是弃置,
that is to discard.
弃置在背后,
to give up.
我最近常发现, 求主赦免我,
recently, may the Lord help us. I really have poor memory.
常常忘记,
I always forget.
但是忘记了呢, 还要在那里找,
and I forget and I still have to look.
在想到底, 这个事情到底怎么回事啊?
So what exactly happened?
这是忘记,
is forget.
但是保罗的意思不是叫我们忘记,
but what Paul said is not just to forget.
而是叫我们弃置, 丢掉它,
but is to throw away, to discard.
过年的时候, 我想弟兄姐妹多少有点经历,
we all have some experience when we celebrate New Year.
新年快到了,
the New Year is coming.
那么家里有很多没有用的东西,
there's a lot of things that we don't need.
就要把它好好地结束,
we need to conclude.
有些东西就丢垃圾桶去了,
some will just throw it to the garbage,
因为不要了,
we don't need it anymore.
大概我们很少有人把东西丢垃圾桶了, 还会去找。
Seldom will we go back and look for the things in the garbage can.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
主要我们忘记背后。
The Lord wants us to forget what it lies behind.
在保罗的身上
，In Paul's life,
他在律法之下
，Under the law,
曾经大发热心。
He has such a zeal.
逼迫教会。
To persecute the
church, 残害基督徒。
To destroy Christians.
这是保罗从前的。在维多利法的热心
，and that is the zeal that he has under the law.
但是信主以后呢
？But after he accept the Lord,
他也大发热心，为做神的福音。
He also for the gospel's sake, he served God zealously.
为做传福音受了许多的苦。
For the gospel, he suffered a lot.
感谢主，许多人因着保罗的福音得救了。
But we thank the Lord. Many people were saved because of this gospel.
在许多的地方，教会也被建立起来了。
And many churches were established in many places.
还不是这样。
Not only this.
最后，唯若神的见证。
And for the testimony of God.
他被囚在监牢里头五年之久。
And he was in jail for 5 years.
弟兄姐妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
为什么他要坐监？
Why was he in jail?
为着神的福音。
For the gospel.
为着基督的见证。
For the testimony of the Christ.
在监牢里头五年的时间。
For 5 years, he was in jail.
这些是什么？
What does that mean?
这些对保罗来说都是过去了。
All this, but something behind.
他怎么逼迫教会？
How he persecuted the church.
他怎么为着福音受苦？
And how he suffered for the gospel.
甚至坐牢五年。
And even in jail for 5 years. But we thank the Lord.
他说他已经忘记在背后。
He said he already forgot everything.
他把这些都丢在背后。
All this he has discarded.
逼迫教会丢在背后。
To discard the persecution of the church.
建立教会。被丢在背后。
To discard how we establish the church.
简单说。
Simply say.
他的失败丢弃了。
He cast his failure.
他好像为主做了大功也丢弃了。
It seems that he did great work for the Lord, but also cast behind him.
他来自奴隶面前。
But he pressed on towards the front.
这个奴隶面前不准确。
That also needs some explanation. 是
奴隶前面。
And that is to press on to the front.
我们的眼光很短视。
Our eyes sometimes is just short-sighted.
只是看见面前的事情。
We can only see so much.
神要我们这些做他儿女的。
The Lord wants us, the children of God.
要有眼光。
You have a far sight.
要望前面。
You have to look further.
只是看在面前这一点。
Not just look right before you.
乃是看见主为我们所设定的那个遥远的道路目标。
But has to look forward to the goal that the Lord has set.
弟兄姐妹。
So, brothers and sisters.
要努力向着标杆之跑。
We have to press forward towards the goal.
在前面有一个标杆。
And here there is a goal.
就是我们的目的地。
And that is our destination.
在那里主等着我们。
And there the Lord is waiting for us.
主要给我们奖赏。
The Lord will give us a reward.
弟兄姐妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
所以保罗说努力前面。
So Paul said, press forward.
向着标杆之跑。
To run towards the goal in front.
做什么呢？要得着神在基督耶稣里头从上面呼召我得的奖赏。
To press forward in order to receive the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
保罗不看面前的事。
Paul did not just look in front of him.
他写这个话的时候，他的面前是什么？
When he wrote this, what is in front of him?
是罗马的监牢。
It's a Roman jail.
他再不能为神大发热心。
He can no longer be zealous for God.
再不能顾到许多神儿女的需要。
He cannot be taking care of the children of God.
他被丢在罗马的监牢里头。
And he was kept inside a Roman jail.
感谢神。
But we thank the Lord.
他努力前面。
But he pressed forward.
就是那一个从上面要来呼召他的 要得的那个奖赏。
In order to receive the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
神也恩待他。
The Lord has mercy on
him. 正是跑到路的终点。
At the end of his journey.
那是提摩太后书第四章第七节告诉我们的。
That is in 2 Timothy chapter 4.
他怎么说了？
Verse 7.
那美好的仗我已经打过了。
I have fought the good fight.
当跑的路我已经跑尽了。
And I have finished the race.
所信的道我已经守住了。
And I have kept the faith.
然后呢，从今以后有公义的冠冕为我存留。
Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness.
神要给他儿女们的冠冕。
God will give his children the crown.
不是白得的。
You don't just receive it freely.
你我本来是罪人，该下火。
You and I were sinners. We should go to the fiery
hell. 因着神的怜悯。
But because of his mercy.
我们接受了这一个恩典。
We receive this grace.
弟兄姐妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
你出什么代价？
What kind of price do you pay? No.
完全是恩典。
It's completely God's grace.
只要我们愿意接受。
As long as we are willing that we receive this eternal life. But dear brothers and sisters,
那一天在国度的里头,
that day in the kingdom,
有荣耀的冠冕围着儿女们存留,
there is a glorious crown that are reserved for the children of God.
弟兄姐妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
主的愿望是我们每一个神的儿女都要去得那个冠冕。
And God's wish is every child of God will receive that crown.
弟兄姐妹
Dears,
从神子民的历史中给我们看见
From the history we can see
得胜者不多
There are not too many overcomers
好多神儿女都失败
Many children of God failed
弟兄姐妹
Brothers and sisters
何等的可惜
It's very pitiful
在主那里有公义的冠冕留着等我们去接受。
There are crowns of righteousness reserved in front of the Lord.
弟兄姐妹
Brothers and sisters,
求主光照我们。
May the Lord illuminate us.
让我们看见。
So that we can see.
我们今天这样的光景。
Our condition today.
如果我在这里倒下去。
If I fall down now.
不重要。
Not important.
要紧的是我能去得那个荣耀的冠冕。
It's more important if I can receive that crown of glory.
哦，亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
那是我们不能得那个荣耀的冠冕。
If we cannot get this glorious crown.
我们真是太可惜了。
And it's really
这是主为我们预备的。
And that's the Lord prepared for us.
我们竟然没有得着。
But we cannot get it.
但亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters,
你我得不着荣耀的冠冕是小事。
Whether you or I get this crown,
我们从何想到那个时候神的心是多么的难过。
That is not as important as how terrible feeling our Lord is.
我们的神，我们的主，用尽苦心盼望我们去得这个荣耀的冠冕。
Our Lord, our God, has prepared so well and want every one of us to receive this crown.
但到了那一天
Until that day,
神何等的失望
God is disappointed.
有好多冠冕没有人没有去了
Many crowns were there, are there, and not received.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
这是我们更对不起主的地方。
And this is really the point that we feel indebted to him.
怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
即便你我不想得那个荣耀的冠冕。
Even though you and I might not want the crown.
为着爱我们的父神。
But for God, Father, who
loves us. 为我们死，为我们接受十字架之死的主耶稣
For our Lord Jesus who received this cross
为着他们的苦心
For their heart
为着他们的期待
For their wish
我们能否不叫他不叫我们的神失望
We don't want to disappoint them May the Lord have mercy on us.
感谢神,
we thank God. Paul has left such a model to us. So we can see how he ran. How did he run towards this goal?
更准确是围着体贴神的苦心，他在那里奔跑。More
accurately, he really ran because of God's heart.
他曾经伤害神的心。And
in the past, he hurt God so much.
他曾经逼迫神的教会。And
he persecuted God's church.
他蒙恩了。He
was saved.
他不愿意再让神围着他难过。
He was not willing to continue to disappoint
Paul.
So he pressed forward and he ran.
感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
跑到一个地步,
he ran to an extent. And that is towards the end of his life.
他说,
he said that I have fought the good fight.
当跑的路我已经跑尽了。I
have finished the course.
所信的道我已经守住了。And
I have kept the faith.
从今以后有公义的冠冕为我存留。Now
there is in store for me the crown of righteousness.
感谢神。We
thank God.
保罗有个把握要得那个荣耀的冠冕。
Paul has such an assurance he will receive the crown.
我们在启示录第三章,
in Revelation chapter 3,
那一个七个教会中特别蒙恩的教会,
and there are special church in among the seven churches.
菲拉铁菲的教会,
it's the church of Philadelphia.
神告诉他们说, 主告诉他们说, 有荣耀的冠冕为你们存留。
The Lord told them, there is a glorious crown reserved for you.
但是呢, 主警告他们, 提醒他们,
but the Lord warned them.
你们要持守你们所有的, 免得人夺去你们的冠冕。
You have to hold on to what you have so that it won't be taken away. Your crown will not be taken away.
在众多的七个教会里头, 只有腓立特会的教会最蒙恩。
Among the seven churches, only Philadelphia is the one the most blessed.
他们遵守神的道, 没有弃绝主的名,
they follow God's way and they did not reject his name.
所有冠冕围着他们,
so therefore, the crown is there for them.
但是圣灵在那里警告他们,
but there is a warning from the Holy Spirit.
你们要持守你们所有的,
you need to hold on to the faith that you have.
要遵守主的道,
and you follow God's word.
要尊重主的名,
and to respect his name.
不然你们的冠冕会被夺去,
otherwise, your crown will be taken away.
就像那么有把握的保罗,
and just like Paul, he has such an assurance.
仗祷告了, 路跑完了, 道也守住了,
I have fought a good fight, I have won the race, and there is a crown that's laid hold of for me.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but the Lord, brothers and sisters, in Timothy chapter 4, verse 18,
他说什么呢?
What does it say?
他说, 我信他必救我脱离诸多的患难。
I look up to the Lord who will rescue me from every evil deed.
也信他必救我进入他的天国。
And also believe that he will bring me into his heavenly kingdom.
这和前面有什么不一样呢?
Now what is the difference 他不是, from the beginning?
没有的仗打过了，当跑路了跑尽了，守信的道守住了。
Didn't he already fight a good fight and he run the good race and he kept the faith?
用我们的话来说，他已经100分了。In
our other words, he's already 100%.
绝对可以得进到天国了。
For sure, he will enter the kingdom of heaven.
但是末了，他给我们看见。But
lastly, it said,
他仍然仰望主。
He still look up to the Lord.
救他。 进入主的天国。
To save him, to bring him to the kingdom of heaven.
那在这里有个小问题。
And here is a question.
保罗是自己跑到天国里头的去了呢，还是主救他进入天国了？
Did Paul enter into the kingdom by himself, or is it the Lord that bring him into the kingdom?
你们说，你们说。
What do you think?
小心弟兄，你说，我们大家都要想啊。
Brother Timothy.
Yeah. 保罗有保罗当尽的本分。
Paul have his own obligation.
他是在那里努力的奔跑。
He press on and run.
把许多该丢掉的都丢了。
He discard everything that is should be discarded.
让他没有那么多的累赘。
So he won't have all these encumbrances.
让他能好好专一的奔跑。
So that he can be focused in running.
感谢主，他的见证告诉我。
From his testimony, we learn.
到了他，他知道。他离世的时候快到了。
He know that it's about time that he will leave this world.
他就要去见主了。
And he will see the Lord soon.
他不是糊里糊涂的，忽然间倒下去见主去了。
He was not in confusion that he just fall down and see the Lord.
他是那么有把握的。
He has such an assurance.
因着神的恩典，让他跑完这条路。
Because of God's grace, that he was able to finish this race.
但是
，But
他里面有一个更深的感。
There's a deeper thought inside of him.
他能否进到国度里头去？
Can he enter into this heavenly kingdom?
得那一个荣耀的冠冕？
To receive this glorious crown?
他发现，
He discovered.
不是他能跑。
It's not that he can run.
不是他已经跑完了。
It's not he finished the race.
乃是主必救他进入他的天国。
But it's the Lord that will save him to bring him into this heavenly kingdom.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
So brothers and sisters,
你我能否进到国度里头？
Whether or not you and I can go into this kingdom.
在我们这边，我们需要主帮助我们竭力奔跑。
On our side, we ask the Lord to help us to continue to press forward.
但是
Yet,
我们还需要仰望主。
We look up to the Lord.
拯救我们。
He save us.
进到国度里头。
To enter into his kingdom.
换一句话说。
In another word.
冠冕好像已经得着了。
It seems that we already obtained the crown.
若不小心。
But if we are careless.
跌倒。
We will fall.
冠冕就丢了。
Then it will lose the crown.
所以还需要主的保守。
So we need the Lord's keeping for us. So that we can enter into His glory.
末了，我们来看第三点。
Lastly, we want to go to the third section.
保罗自己的经历，感谢主。
His experience, we thank the Lord.
但是他劝勉我们要好好跟他来学。
And he encouraged us that we need to learn from him.
哥林多前书十一章第一节那里说
，In First Corinthians chapter 11 verse 1 it says,
你们该效法我，像我效法基督一样。
And you need to imitate me as I imitate Christ.
保罗能够叫我们效法他，为什么？
Paul,
因为他效法主。
He want us to imitate him. Why? Because he imitate Christ himself.
主是怎样走完这个国度的路程？
How did the Lord finish this way to the kingdom?
保罗的经历给我们看见他跟随基督来学习。
Well, Paul, from his experience, we can see he learned from Christ.
感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
他也盼望我们效法他。
He also hoped that we will imitate him.
凭什么效法他？
How can we imitate him?
因为他是一个效法基督的人。
Because he himself imitate Christ.
不过在这里，效法这个字
，this word to imitate，
原文里头有更重的意思。
There's a deeper meaning.
就是说，是一个模仿者，而且是跟随者。
Or another word is to follow, a follower of Christ.
那么要好好的跟着他来学习。
You need to follow him to learn from him.
所以效法基督就是跟随基督。
So when we say we imitate Christ, is to follow Christ.
基督借着十字架 走完了这一条国度的道路。
Through the cross, Christ has finished his way.
你我要做他的门徒，跟随他。
You and I want to be his disciples, so follow him.
接受主给我们的十字架。
We need to receive the cross that he gave us.
我们每一个人受造不一样。
We are all created differently.
我们的蒙恩经历也不一样。
And we have different experience to be saved.
但是有一个需要是一样的。
But there is a need that is the same.
需要主给你给我的十字架。
We need the Lord to give you and to me our own cross.
我们愿意接受吗？
Are you willing to receive the cross?
主怜悯我。
May the Lord help us.
这是我们一生需要学的功课。
This is something we need to learn in our whole life.
要人爱主。
We need to love the Lord.
要人为主发热心。
We are zealous to serve him.
要人为主有牺牲。
Some will sacrifice for the Lord.
不是太难。
That might not be difficult.
但是要我们否认自己。
But if we want to deny ourselves.
接受主的十字架。
To receive the Lord's cross.
这不是我们天然的人能够做到的。
It cannot be done by our own natural man.
求主怜悯我。
May the Lord help us.
马太福音第七章，大概是二十节到二十三节。
Matthew chapter 7, verse 20 to 23.
那里有一帮蒙恩的人。
There's a group of people that are saved.
大有恩赐。
They full of talents.
能传道、赶鬼，还能行异能。
And they can cast out demons. They preach.
他们的恩赐是大有全备。
And they have a great, complete spiritual gifts.
他们为主做工。
They work for the Lord.
定规有果效。
And definitely they are results.
他们才敢向主去报告。
So then they can dare report to the Lord.
对，主的话怎么说了
？But what did the Lord say?
那一天主要告诉他们。
And one day.The Lord will say to them,
你们这些不守规矩的人
and you are the one that do not follow the law.
离开我去吧。
You are depart from me.
他们为主传道赶鬼行异能。
So they cast out demons and they preach and they have
miracles. 他们里面有负担。
And the Lord gave them burden inside.
他们也看见周围的需要那么大。
They also see all the need around them.
怎么不能好好的应用恩赐，好好来侍奉神啊？
And why can they not continue to serve the Lord in such a way?
但主说，
But the Lord said,
你们这些不发的人离开我去吧。
You are the lawless one.
因为，
Depart from me.
你们没有遵行天父的意思。
Because you do not do according to God's will.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
So, brothers and sisters.
我们里面凭着我们有负担。
You and I will have the burden inside.
外面有需要。
There's some needs outside.
我们怎么能不侍奉啊？
How can we not serve?
弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters.
神的意思是怎样？
What is God's will?
如果神要你停下来。
If God wants you to stop,
你能停下来吗？
Can you stop?
如果神要我们好好在主面前接受主的管理，
If God wants us to learn to receive His discipline,
你我愿意接受吗？
Are you willing to receive this discipline?
为神做工需要恩典。
We need God's grace to serve Him.
被主不用放一边，更需要恩典。
And if we are set aside, not doing God's work, we also need God's grace.
344首告诉我们的。
In our hymnary, 340.
为主前来赴恶需要恩典。
We need God's grace when we press forward.
被主不用放一边更需要恩典。
And more, we need His grace when we are set aside not to do any work.
弟兄姐妹们，主恩待我们。
So dear brothers and sisters,
我们要跟随主。
We need to follow the Lord.
跟主来学习。
To learn from him.
然后我们来看第二小点。
The second point of section
3. 他说凡是完全的人都应该思念这个事情。
As many as we perfect should meditate on this thing.
腓立比书三章十五节这样说。
In Philippians 3:15 says.
所以我们中间凡是完全人。
As many as we perfect.
总要存这样的心
should have this
落在什么事上存别样的心
and if you have other thinking
神也必以此指示你们
And then God will also reveal to you.
这个成, 完全的人,
and here, be perfect.
弟兄姐妹们,
brothers and sisters.
有谁是完全的, 举一个手好不好?
And you raise your hand if you think you're perfect.
他说还是完全的人,
he said, whoever is perfect.
我这个指不是，我是请你们举哈。
I didn't put up my hand. I'm not perfect. I just want you to.
我可以举吗？
Can I raise my hand?
我告诉你们，感谢主，我可以说完全了。Yes,
thank the Lord. I am perfect.
举不起了。No,
I cannot raise my
hand. 其实这里不是完全的意思。
And that's not the correct meaning.
更准确的意思是成长成的人。
The correct meaning is those who are mature. That you already grown up.
那么你应该思念这个事情。
You need to meditate on this.
思念什么事呢？
What are the things that we need to meditate? To be like Christ.
那么神在，神也要将这个事来指示这一个成长的人。
And God wants to show this to those who are mature.
就是来效法，来跟随基督。
And to imitate, to follow Christ.
我们以为说我们生命都完全了。Sometimes
we feel that our life is pretty mature. Or we are learning a lot now.
恩赐更多了。More
talents that we have.
我们准备好好为主做工。And
we are ready to prepare ourselves to serve God.
在周围有这么多的需要。There's
so many need among us.
我们要好好接受负担做工。And
we need to receive this burden to work
God's work. 甚至到遥远的地方。
Even to a far away place.
在那里宣教去,
and to be a missionary.
去帮助神的儿女建立神的教会,
to help children of God to establish his church.
是这样吗?
Is that the way?
不一定,
not necessary.
乃是要跟随基督来学习,
but we have to follow Christ to learn from him.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹,
oh, brothers and sisters.
带领我们, 能被主约束，尊重神的旨意和带领。
May we learn to be under his discipline.
主要我们为他负轭，我们愿意。
To follow his will. If the Lord wants us to go, we will go.
主要把我们不用，把我们放在一边，我们也愿意再停下来学习主要我们学的。
If the Lord wants us to stop, to put us aside, and we are also willing to learn.
请弟兄姐妹原谅我说,
may you forgive me.
我心中有一个秘密,
I have a secret.
围坐有的弟兄姐妹,
for some brothers and sisters.
太忙了, 太辛苦了,
too busy. Hard work.
付出太多了,
too much burden. You gave up a lot.
也许有人, 需要主把你我放在一边,
perhaps we need the Lord to set us aside.
然后盼望主的善工能早日在我们里面得到成全。
And we pray that God's good work will accomplish in us.
所以感谢主。 第三点告诉我们,
so, on the third point it said,
保罗劝我们跟随他,
Paul encouraged us to follow him.
也要留心看, 那些跟随基督的人,
but also keep an eye on those who follow Christ.
弟兄姐妹们,
dear brothers and sisters,
保罗跟随主学,
Paul learned from the Lord.
他要我们跟他学,
and he wants us to learn.
因为他跟主学,
because he learned from the Lord.
保罗跟随主学的功课都在圣经里头。
What Paul has learned from the Lord is all in the Bible.
求主帮助我们从他的话里头来看他是怎么跟主学的。
May the Lord help us that we learn how Paul learned from God's word.
弟兄姐妹还不止这样。
Not only this.
他还要我们留心看我们中间我们周围这些神的儿女。
We also want us to pay attention to brothers and sisters around us.
若是在我们中间有人蒙主的怜悯,
perhaps we have God's grace.
是那样专心跟随主的人,
we are those who are focused following the Lord.
但愿我们能也从这些跟随主的人身上得到一点榜样。
May we also receive some modeling from all these people who follow the Lord.
不要走极端。
So do not go extreme.
我知道有的地方有神的儿女。
I know in some cases.
他们有一个高调子。
They have a high calling.
他说人啊都是不可靠的。
They say, oh, people are not
dependable. 我们不要看人。
So do not look at people.
我们只要看主。
Only look at God, the Lord.
好不好？
Is that good?
看主有错吗？
Is that wrong?
当然看主没有错。
Of course it's not wrong.
但主在哪里？
But where is the Lord?
主的意思是怎样？
What is his will?
你我懂吗？
Do you understand?
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
感谢主。主叫我们要学他，跟他学。
The Lord wants us to learn from him, to follow him.
他离我们好远好远。
But he is so far away.
只是从圣经里头知道一点。
We only know a little from the Bible.
弟兄姐妹们。
But brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹都靠不住的。
Oh, we cannot depend.
我还是靠主。
Brothers and sisters, let's just look at the Lord.
很响亮。
Yeah, it's a very good way of thinking. But be careful.
主在哪里？
Where is the Lord?
你以为你看见了主吗？
You said you see the Lord?
不一定。
Not necessary.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
神把我们摆在教会中。
The Lord put us in the church.
为什么？
Why?
我们得救就好了。
Isn't it good enough?
一个人也可以跟随主的。
Even by myself,
也可以爱主的。
I can love the Lord.
不一样。
Not the same.
主把我们摆在他的家中。
The Lord put us in his house.
叫我们彼此扶持。
So that we will support one another.
叫我们彼此帮助。
So we will help one another.
叫我们彼此劝勉。
So we will encourage one another.
就是为着这个。
It's for this purpose.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
让我们学习跟随主。
Let us learn to follow the Lord.
要向保罗来学习。
And learn from Paul.
我们也要向在我们中间，如果有人他们是在那里跟随主。
If among us there are people that also follow the Lord.
愿主开我们的眼睛，从他们身上也能学一点功课。
May the Lord help us to open our eyes so that we can also learn from them.
虽然他们没有像保罗那么完全。
Although they might not be as perfect as Paul.
但是有某一些点是你我该学习的。
But perhaps there are some points that we can learn from them.
我们就应该谦卑来学习。
We need to humble ourselves to learn from them.
第四小点。
The fourth point.
持守那按公义审判的主要赐给我们的那个公义的冠冕。
To hold on to the faith that the Lord, the righteous judge, will award us the crown of righteousness.
刚才我已经说过了。
I already said before.
我们就是到了有一个保额可以得着公义的冠冕了。
Even to the point that we have that assurance that we will receive this crown.
还要小心。
Be careful.
哦，不要冠冕被夺去了。
So that we will not lose the crown.
最后，仰赖那救我们脱离诸般凶恶的主。
At the end, to look up to the Lord who will rescue us from every evil deed.
他也必救我们进入他的天国。
And he will bring us into his heavenly kingdom.
在提摩太后书第四章十八节，我们刚才说过的。
That Second Timothy Chapter 4, verse 18.
这是保罗对主最后的信靠。
And that is how Paul trusts the Lord at the end.
愿我们中间如果感谢主，你有一点把握说你已经有公义的冠冕了。
Perhaps some of you already have that assurance. I have the crown of righteousness.
还要仰望神的救恩。
But please look up to the Lord's salvation.
保守我们
to keep us.
没有冠冕被夺去
so that the crown would not be taken away.
谁夺去你我的冠冕了？
Who will take away that crown?
是我们自己的肉体，我们的败坏。
It's our own flesh, our own evilness.
在圣经中，好多被神使用的人。
In the Bible, there's many who are used by the Lord.
为主做大功的人,
they did good work for the Lord.
他们相当在主的面前蒙恩,
and they truly blessed by the Lord.
但是很可怕的,
but
fearfully.
But they failed at the end of their life.
冠冕失去了,
they lost their crown.
是谁夺去他们的冠冕?
So who took the crown from them?
是他们隐藏的肉体, 最后的肉体,
and that is their flesh,
their
so they lost their crown.
主怜悯我,
may the Lord help us.
我们有点祷告,
let's pray together.
慈爱的天父,
our Heavenly Father,
我们今天还能够在神的家中这样来聚集,
we can still gather in the house of God today.
实在是你的怜悯和恩典,
it's truly your grace and your mercy.
感谢主,
thank you, Lord.
想到以往一些的年日,
we think about the past days.
我们在你面前有多少的软弱, 失败和亏欠,
we have so much witness failure.
特别我们这些蒙恩多年的弟兄姐妹,
especially to us that have been saved for so many years,
对你的亏欠更多,
they have even greater indebtedness.
你是这样的恩待我们, 保守我们,
you have loved us and you have saved us.
但是我们今天真实属灵的光景,
but today our true spiritual condition,
能叫你的苦心得着一点安慰吗?
Will that comfort you?
求你怜悯我们,
may you have mercy on me.
感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
但愿借着你为我们留下的见证,
and through the testimony that have left for us,
借着你所怜悯恩待的使徒保罗, 为我们留下的教宗,
and through the footsteps of Paul that you have saved.
哦，亲爱的主,
oh, dear Lord,
帮助我们,
please help us,
拯救我们脱离自己,
to save us so that we are apart from
脱离我们自以为是,
ourselves, to discard our own,
脱离我们以工作努力来代替你的喜悦,
to discard the will that we want to work
for
you.
主耶稣啊,
so Lord Jesus,
怜悯我们,
have mercy on us.
你如何借着十字架的死, 完成神的旨意,
and you have accomplished God's will through the death of the cross.
保罗如何接受十字架起身的死,
and how Paul has received the deepest death of the cross.
求你怜悯我们,
may you have mercy on us.
让我们也愿意接受你给我们的十字架,
so we are also willing to receive the cross,
oh,
that you gave
主啊,
us.
愿你的善工借着十字架完成你的善工,
may
带我们身上,
O Lord, may your good work finish in us through the cross.
主啊, 怜悯我们,
so Lord, has mercy on us.
保守我们,
to keep us.
拯救我们,
to save us.
进入你的天国,
to enter into your kingdom.
奉主耶稣的名,
in the name of the Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen.